Oh my God, the propaganda is just everywhere, isn't it? It's been creeping in gradually, over time, oozing through the cracks of culture and winding its contorted spell around the mind, infusing itself within like a parasite on consciousness. Everywhere you turn, you are bombarded with the woke, ultra-left, mentally libtarded propaganda. Television and media, the motion picture industry, the schools and universities, this disease has infected so many facets of our culture and so many young minds. We've got front row seats to the freak show, this macabre, surreal, and twisted play of lunacy. This entire system and all of this nonsense is designed to keep the human being from recognizing our truest potential, to suck the very life force, to keep the gears of the machine turning. The propaganda that is so abundant is designed to misguide the mind into irrelevant distractions that rob you of your worth, your self-esteem, your very essence, and to paint a twisted picture of reality designed to keep you from self-actualizing. It's like a macabre circus, a carnival bazaar where sinister merchants will sell you any kind of shit you can imagine. No refunds, no exchanges, but you don't have to buy it. This post-Orwellian matrix of illusion is quite a sight to behold if one can reach an observational perspective and detach psychologically and emotionally to the point where they stop taking this nonsense so damned seriously. Propaganda is defined thusly: information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. All one needs to do is click on the brainwashing screen, you know, the television, and watch any given news media presentation to see it on open display. The politicians are expert at it, slinging their bullshit the way that other artists work with oils and pastels. The fact that so many are willing to buy what they are told to without any critical thinking is astonishing. The masses have grown accustomed to the lie, and if you are one of the rare ones that can actually see things for what they are, then you are the crazy one. You are the lunatic in the eyes of the collective. Fuck the collective. For goodness sake, be your uniquely defined self. It's the most difficult thing you can do in a world that is night and day, 24/7, pushing you to obey, to follow, to fit in, to conform to the consensus, and to deny the self. Breaking away from the herd and going your own way in this age of deception is the greatest gift you can give yourself. Propaganda and bullshit is everywhere. It's rampant, and simply laughing in its face and walking away is so freeing and liberating. Of course, the crabs will tug and claw at you in their attempts to pull you back into the bucket, but your willingness to persevere in the face of that will bring unmeasurable rewards. This entire charade is a perceptual mind game. It's a prison for consciousness, and the only one that can set you free is you. The key to the cage that imprisons your mind is within you. From the moment we are born, propaganda engulfs our experience. It's in the schools, the churches, familial traditions, on the television, in the movies, in the newspapers, in video games, and in vast abundance on social friggin' media. It's also laughable. Warning! Taking life too seriously can have severe repercussions. So, what can one do amidst all of this lunacy? Live a fulfilling life. Self-actualize and be authentic. Perhaps give a little with no expectation of reward or recognition. Imagine that. Be genuine. Don't be like one of these virtue-signaling douchebags we see all over social media that need to prop up their egos to feel better about themselves in a puke-inducing display of plastic fakery. If you give, do it from the heart because you understand your connection to life and to others, not so you can get likes on fucking Facebook. Who gives a shit what anyone in that digital ghetto thinks anyway? We live in very interesting times in the here and now. The age of deception is being revealed for what it is, and all of the lies are exposed and in full view. Take it all in. The roller coaster ride is about to get bumpy, but this is nothing to fear. When one gains a fuller understanding of what they are, one realizes that there is nothing ever to fear. Detach and observe and stand in the light of your truest self. Internalize and stop allowing all of the propaganda to define who you are. You see, when you realize we are simply playing a game and that all the power lies within the temple of your own consciousness, it changes the perspective so drastically that one can begin to navigate through the tides of insanity without being battered in the stormy seas or taking it all so damn seriously. And if you are waking up to the illusion and taking in all of this insanity, don't lose your sense of humor. Laugh in the face of the lie. When examining all of the darkness, don't forget to recognize the beauty as well. Balance is key. As Nietzsche once said, whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. And if you gaze long enough into an abyss, the abyss will gaze back into you. Why not take a break from gazing into the abyss once in a while and immerse yourself in the beauty that surrounds you, realizing that each breath is a gift? For me, I refuse to go through life living a bitter, humorless existence. Now, this does not mean to ignore the negative, you know, all of that hippy-dippy, new-agey, love-and-light attitude. Rainbows and unicorns, just think happy thoughts, man. And all the other nonsense that goes along with it. That shit is flighty and flaky garbage with no real-world practicality, and it is imbalance in the other extreme. Face the day head-on. Maintain balance and realize that all the power is within you. Stop giving it away to the lie. Walk in the fire of your selfhood and don't let anyone tell you who you are.